You are listening to Sheep Might Fly, a podcast of serialised fiction written and read by Tansy Rayner Roberts. Today I'll be reading part 6 of Dance, Princess, Dance. I hope you're having a happy holidays, whatever and wherever you celebrate. I'm in Australia, which means a sunny Christmas with surfing Santas and presents carried to small children by enormous spiders or very tiny kangaroos. Part 6. Let nothing you dismay. Kai was terrible at drinking his sorrows. He had managed 2 glasses of something that the bartender helpfully referred to as rot gut, but now he felt sweaty and miserable, and the inside of his mouth was trying to eat its way directly through to his stomach. He tried a beer after that, but it didn't help the situation at all, and he was pretty sure the bartender would laugh at him if he ordered lemon water to wash the taste away. Getting drunk alone was boring, more than anything, and it concentrated his mind down to 2 things. Dennis looking disappointed with him, and Camilla also probably looking disappointed, though he had to imagine her face, and it wasn't hard to do so. Amira was right. Having friends in the castle was a terrible idea. Good thing he'd ruined that forever. The tight ball of misery in his stomach was not getting any smaller. Kai sagged back against the corner of the booth, his eyes half closed. The bar, like everything else in the city, was decorated for Yule. Green boughs of holly and evergreen hanging from the rafters, along with bright candles and paper lanterns, all very festive. It reminded him that he had promised his foster mother he would return for the holidays this year, which meant several days of enduring her disapproval at his new life here in Charming, of his choice to return to the kingdom she had avoided for his whole childhood, only to waste his education on a newspaper job. That was all something to look forward to. Kai would allow himself to feel completely terrible for just a little longer, and then he would go back to his digs and sleep until the world was better. It was good to have a plan. The word shoes caught his ears. Then a moment later, dance slippers. He glanced up and around, only to see 2 men at a table nearby, bent over what looked like his article, Amira's article, his very much not article, in the Charming Herald. He frowned at the backs of their heads. They looked familiar. "Can't be a coincidence," muttered one. "It's happening again, and this isn't glass slippers and marriage market material. You know where they're going." "My duty is to protect these kids," the other hissed. And Kai recognised him now. That was Sergeant Clay of the Royal Hounds, Dennis's Sarge. The other was the tall, dark stranger that Kai had seen at the first rookery match weeks ago. He had a close-cropped black beard and the bearing of a soldier. "You have a duty to Illyria," he growled. "Have you forgotten her?" "I can't get tangled in all this godmother bullshit, not again," said Sarge. "If I'm right, none of your precious kids is safe. They've found a way in." Kai's thoughts were blurry, and he missed half of what they were saying, which didn't matter so much now because they were arguing in hushed whispers. Sarge stood up, shaking his head, and walked out without looking back. His bearded friend stayed, knocking back the rest of his drink before he also headed out. Kai followed him. He didn't mean to, but this was his story, damn it. He might not have written it yet, but he had researched it and gotten into trouble for it, so it was his. Amira had filled her copy with questions, not answers. Kai wanted, no, needed to find those answers, even if he shared them privately with Camilla as a peace offering instead of inking them onto the front page, assuming Camilla ever spoke to him again. He would not think of that look on Dennis's face as he kicked him out of the castle. He knew he'd lost so much more than the princess's trust, but he couldn't allow himself to dwell on that, or he'd curl up into that ball of pain, no use to anyone. The street outside was dark, except for the twists of red and gold that hung from every street lamp. More Yule tidings. It was snowing, but not proper snow. It wasn't cold enough to stick, though the floating flakes made the air plenty cold enough for someone wearing a coat that was 3 winters old. Sergeant Clay was nowhere in sight. But Kai could see the other soldier trudging down the street ahead, hands shoved in the pockets of his own coat, which was trimmed with military braid and brass buttons. Kai hesitated and began to walk in that direction, slowly enough that he wouldn't call attention to himself. Another figure slipped out of the shadows ahead of him, clearly also tailing the soldier. In a couple of quick steps, he caught up to her. "We'll look less suspicious if we walk together," he said in a low voice. Ziggy glared at him. "I'm not supposed to be talking to you," she hissed back. "Want to argue about it now?" "No, but only because I came without gloves," she huffed, and promptly stuck her nearest hand into his pocket. Kai let his arm settle around her shoulders, something he had genuinely never done with a girl before. So this was supremely awkward. "Why are you following him?" "Why are you?" she shot back in a whisper. "Jack's worried about Sergeant Clay, is not his usual cranky self. And it all started when this old friend of his came to town. All we know is that he's from Palomar, where Sarge fought in the war years ago. Going to print that in the morning news, are you?" "They were talking about dancing slippers in the pub," Kai whispered back. "I think my story, damn, Amira's story, it shook them up. They know something. And I can't help thinking, I can't believe you're still working on that story after Princess Camilla kicked you out. Haven't you learned anything? I've never seen Dennis so..." "Fairies," Kai snapped at her. "It has to do with fairies. Sound familiar?" Godmother bullshit. That was what Sarge had said. It reminded Kai of something from months ago, an odd detail that had never fully made sense to him. An angry shout about bluebells. On the night that he and Dennis met Ziggy and Camilla and their lives started to ravel together. Castle Charming was a fairy tale kingdom. There were stories about fairies and their magic under every other toadstool. That was something Kai's foster mother had always hated about this place, though she never admitted it was the reason they had lived abroad for so long. Kai only knew one person who had ever had a real-life fairy godmother granting wishes for her, and that person was currently using his pocket as a hand warmer. Their mark disappeared around the corner ahead. Kai and Ziggy hurried their steps, still arguing, and swung around that same corner, only to crash headlong into, well, it was him, the soldier. A scraped thin beard, blazing dark eyes set into a deep brown face with cheekbones to die for. Kai was only human. It was criminal not to notice cheekbones like that. And two arms folded across his very solid chest. "Oh, crumbs," said Ziggy. "Did you know," said the soldier, "sound carries excellently in cold streets when it's snowing? Are either of you bread brains remotely experienced in undercover work?" Kai sighed. "Obviously not. Also, I've been drinking." Ziggy gave him an impatient look. "Come on," said the soldier. "I want a word with you two. Let's get in somewhere warm." Thanks for listening to Sheep Might Fly. You can follow me on Twitter and Tumblr at TansyRR and at Sheep Might Fly. Like my page on Facebook at TansyR Roberts. And if you sign up for my author newsletter, you get a free copy of Fake Geek Girl, the ebook. Follow the link. See you next time.